Well, the world has lost yet another star this week. Hollywood actress Debbie Reynolds died yesterday, just one day after the death of her daughter, Carrie Fisher. Announcing her death, her son, Todd Fisher, said the stress of his sister's death was too much for their mother. Debbie Reynolds was 84 and became best known for her role, Kathy Seldon, alongside Gene Kelly in Singin' in the Rain, of course. But Debbie Reynolds made her Broadway debut playing the lead role in the musical Irene in 1973. And in 2008, Debbie Reynolds played Irene's mother in the same production right here in Australia. John Senchuk directed Debbie Reynolds in Irene 8 years ago. John, good morning. Welcome to Summer Breakfast.
Oh, good to talk to you, Hamish. But very sad to hear of Debbie's death, and astonishing that was so close to Carrie's. And she obviously, during the time I knew her, was constantly on the phone to Carrie. They were inseparable during those days in 2008. And Debbie was a very concerned mother during a tumultuous relationship that they had.
I do want to ask you about that, but I wonder whether you could just explain to us how it came to be that Debbie Reynolds was in Australia for your production of the musical Irene.
Yes, it's a strange one to actually understand, and that it was in Perth. But look, in 2006, I think, Debbie Reynolds toured Australia in her one-woman show, you know, My Life, I'm Still Standing, I think people were referring to it as. And it was toured by two Perth producers, Peter Keogh and Sasha Mahboob, in association with John Frost. And Peter and Sasha were great fans of Debbie and had been for a very long time. And during that particular tour, this project was mooted, that she come back onto the stage, and she hadn't been back on the stage in a production for quite a long time. And they left it with her, and then sometime during 2007, she rang and said, well, actually, why not? And so I was working at Whopper at the time. And I'd just done a production of Annie Get Your Gun with Peter and Sasha, and was delighted to be able to prepare this production for her.
So in your production, she played the role of Mrs. O'Dare. You had this giant Hollywood superstar, Debbie Reynolds, playing a supporting role at the age of 75. Was she happy to do that?
She was delighted to do it, actually. And look, over the course of the run, I think she was fearful of it. She travelled with a wonderful woman as her personal assistant called Jenny Powers, who'd been with her for a very long time. And you know, Debbie was one of those people that was born into the Hollywood star system. So every day was a performance for someone like Debbie. I mean, you could never really have a hi, Debbie, how are you personal conversation, because everything was about being on show. So we got to know Debbie a little through Jenny, who filled in the gaps for us. But we knew that even though she was putting on a great front, she was tremendously nervous about, acting and remembering the lines, but two, also dancing. And as you say, she was mid-70s at the time. But choreographer Jenny Lynn did a fantastic job with her, and she still had it. And when you say supporting role, Debbie Reynolds never played a supporting role.
I'm sure.
In fact, look, she was, as they say, she was like captive to an audience.
You mentioned that she was in constant contact with her daughter Carrie, but they had this famously complex relationship. Mm. We do have to go soon, but very briefly, did you get a sense of that closeness?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, at that time, Carrie was working on her one-woman show, Wishful Drinking, which, you know, was autobiographical. And it was during this time. And the relationship was very close, constantly on the phone to Carrie back at home. And, of course, we got extraordinary stories about Carrie's previous marriages and so on, and the nature of the fact that she moved back to virtually be Carrie's neighbour so that she could keep an eye on her.
Well, we won't share any of those tales today, John Senchuk. I really appreciate you joining us this morning to offer those reflections.
Good to be able to talk about her. Thanks, Hamish.
That's playwright and director John Senchuk. It is 8 minutes to 8:00.